Welcome to Grass 2024. Our verse for this week of April 7th, 2024 is 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. This verse immediately identifies the ultimate reason for a life of holiness. The reason is these promises. What are these promises? We go to the verses which close out the previous chapter, 2 Corinthians 6, to find the answer. The given promises are found in verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And verse 18, I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. The promises to be a son and daughter of the Lord Almighty should always be the motivation for holy living. As one writer declared in Hebrews 12, verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Cleansing ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit are essential not only to becoming like Christ, but more so in becoming one with Christ. In this verse, flesh would be associated with external and our physical matters, whereas the spirit pertains to internal or matters of the heart, including our attitudes and motives. In our current rapidly changing world, which is promoting much immoral behavior, we need to keep up our guard against the lust of the flesh, which war against our soul. We must not adapt to unholy living because we must perfect holiness in the fear of God in order to receive these promises. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, the admonishment to glorify God in your body and spirit set the bar high for Christian living. Notice the challenge that the born-again believer given in 2 Corinthians 7:1 to cleanse ourselves and perfect holiness. These are our Savior's expectations for those who have had their sins washed away and our spirit filled. Our ultimate desire in life is to glorify God. Therefore, we keep our flesh and spirit clean. Scripture speaks much of the necessity of keeping ourselves pure, clean, unspotted, and holy. Ephesians 5 states, Christ loved the church, and he gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. In verse 27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. According to Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, the same grace that initially brought salvation must remain active and current in our lives. If it is, it will teach us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in our present world. Jesus Christ is returning for a clean, holy, undefiled people who are heirs to the promise as sons and daughters of the Almighty. If we fit this description, we have his promise. He will receive us.